Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Willem Dafoe and Benjamin Bratt. Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
For the film Dead for a Dollar by Walter Hill, which is a trip, a jump back into the glorious days of Western, luckily for who loves Western like myself. And you are confronting yourself, your two characters confront themselves a lot throughout the film. And Benjamin, you are the bad guy, let's say, like the real, real bad guy. The only probably completely 360 degrees bad.
You think he's bad from every angle?
This is how he shows. Every time he comes, everybody is really frightened by him, and they're terrified more than frightened. And and it looks like it was really fun to play that, right?
It was amazing to play. You know, I want to start by telling you that Willem and I worked together almost 30 years ago on a film called Clear and Present Danger that was directed by Philip Noyce. And so when I heard that he was cast and I got chosen to play opposite him, I thought, this is going to be super fun. So we show up like we do at any town where the circus comes to town, and we learn how to ride horses and shoot guns and, you know, snarl and bite at one another. And yeah, it was wonderful. No, I think Tiberio Vargas is, I guess he could be defined as a villain. But I just think, you know, it depends on your perspective. The film, the story unfolds in Mexico. He's in his homeland. His property. These Americans and Europeans are descending on his property without permission. So he's, my point of view, he's perfectly within his right to be a little bit ticked off about it and to ask you to pay up a little bit.
But
I think it's clear to audiences he's not going to meet a happy end.
Yeah. And Willem, your character is fun. I think it's one of the funniest because he has wit, he talks a lot, mm-hmm. and he has always like the good line to say. And when you confront with somebody else, you always want to have the last word.
A little bit, yes.
A little bit, yes. Yes. And was it, how did you build up this character? Was it written like this, or you help?
It's written. Pretty much everything I said, this is very written. Remember, Walter started out as a writer. He's very much a writer. He's very much a storyteller. He knows Westerns. He knows the character. He knows the moral universe. He knows this. It was a beautiful script. We shot this in a very essential, quick way. When people ask me sometimes, did you do any research? I got to say, except for to sharpen up my horse riding skills, which aren't always there, I did very little, because when I read it, this character was in my imagination. It's a beautiful character. He does a lot of bad things, but he's not a bad guy.
No, exactly.
In the sense that he has a code, and he sticks to it, even to the end. So there's some, and he even has a consciousness of that. So there's something kind of wise about him, because that's where that humor comes from.
Yeah.
Because he never gets caught up. He's a little objective. He knows who he is. He knows what he wants, and he can't always have it. But he's very almost fatalistic about how things are going to play out. And that's sort of a beautiful character. Whether it's a real person, I don't know, but These things are fun to play with in your head.
And actually, as Benjamin said, all characters have their own rules and moral rules, the good ones or bad ones, or whatever we see them. And I want to ask you, were you Western fans when you were younger? Western movies? Did you watch
100%. 100%. I mean, from Shane to Little Big Man to all of the Sergio Leone films, of course. One of my favorite Westerns is The Outlaw Josie Wales, which is a Clint Eastwood film, both as an actor and a director. But I love that Walter, historically, in all of his films, even in contemporary films, they have a kind of Western motif in them.
Yeah.
You know, to touch on what Willem said, the story, the world of the Western, the characters within that particular milieu, it's very clearly drawn. It's a moral fable, more or less. And what I love about this story is that each character is unapologetically who they are.
Yeah.
You don't need to you don't need to explain it. And there's a kind of respect that one must give to them in their decisions, whether they're right or wrong, because they're simply being who they are. You know, the fate is pre-drawn, predetermined, as we know with most Westerns, but it's kind of fun to watch it all unravel.
Yeah. And does this, your love to Western, of Western, help you to play the film?
To be really honest with you, like, I don't know about you, Willem, I'd love to get the answer. There's the kid in me loves every new job that I get. I know I'm going to be working with amazing people, talented people, and there's an excitement when you show up on set, like, oh, you know, it was for me, like, I've always admired this guy. I looked up to him when I first worked with him. He's one of the most amazing actors alive, and I knew that just showing up, if we had the time to hang out, we were going to have a good time. At the end of the day, it's professional play.
Yeah.
So, what was the question specifically?
If your love for Western films helped you?
Yeah, so there was a kind of juicy thing to showing up and playing someone who's considered the villain. You know, I looked to some of the Leone films. I looked to some of the, like, the classic villains to kind of, you know, get a little bit of inspiration.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Benjamin Brett and William Dafoe for the film Dead for a Dollar. From Walter here at the Venice Festival, I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.